Let's go out to the big German, Mario, who doesn't have any friends here. I did have somebody come up and say, thank God for Marvin and Dylan. Part-time graphics, full-time gambler.
You are now listening to the 1215 Club.
Welcome back to another edition of the 1215 Club. Ariel here in the mic, back from a vacation, joined by all the knuckleheads. Big German, Marvin the Prince, Dylan the Graphics Guy, P.A. Ray. How you guys feel? Refreshed?
Feels like vacation was a year ago.
It does.
Like, I don't know how or why that is, but...
It doesn't feel like this was the first week back.
No.
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 Yeah. No, no, no,
no. No,
all right,
no.
That's all we got, everyone. From Mima area.
It doesn't necessarily mean that it was a bad week or a tough week or a hard week.
No.
It just... I don't know. It was weird.
Time is a flat circle.
It's just hard to like get back on the sleep schedule, I feel like. I was like going to bed at like 12:30 and now waking up late. And
you should talk with Tyler. Every weekend, Tyler goes bipolar.
Tyler wakes up at 12:30, midnight.
He'll wake up at like, on Saturday, he won't wake up until 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Really?
Damn. Tyler actually had a big week. He dusted off a bunch of, Natty Ice and boxed wine.
Oh, yeah. You and him were racing to the bottom to see who could drink more.
No, I was actually, I had a pretty low-key week.
I always find it funny how the group doesn't really have much activity. When our group chat, our text chain, doesn't have much activity.
Well, that's because you're always traveling.
Yes.
I was swinging a hammer.
Me too.
Yes.
And Ray just gives his brain a break.
Yeah.
You went to Scottsdale, right? Or Sedona?
I went to Sedona and Scottsdale.
How did it all work out? Last time we did the 1215 Club, you told us that you didn't know any of the details about this trip. You didn't know where you were flying out of, the airline.
What time?
Yeah, I kind of just followed my girlfriend along like a lost dog, and then it all worked out. It was fun, though.
So she loves that.
Yeah, but I didn't end up seeing Mike there, which was a little disappointing. He didn't go see UConn.
Martin.
Yeah, it was incredibly tough not to go and drive all the way to the airport, way to the airport. Then fly, and then take an Uber, and then...
Like Mario's weekends.
Yeah.
I understand
But also, the thing was, the destination would have been really, really crappy seats to watch a basketball game in a dome.
Yeah.
No, thank you. There's only maybe 10 to 20% of, good seats, and that's, family and friends and high rollers, so no thank
you. Basketball from the nosebleed sucks.
Very much so, yes.
And then you didn't, so the parade was during our break as well. You weren't able to make it, right?
It was actually on my birthday. And then my wife, she took me to New York. We went to Broadway, saw a musical, and that stuff was already planned 6 months in advance, and we weren't thinking, boy, UConn's just going to run the table and just... Yeah. Tear everybody apart again.
Marvin was like, I can't go to the parade. I have to go see Wicked for the seventh
There's
time.
No, there's no. It's like show.
No.
Hey, Mark.
It was Les Mis for your info.
Les Miserably.
Well, Mario's trying to increase his travel schedule. He's moving closer to the airport.
Closer, I'm about 15 minutes now from Westchester Airport.
I asked Mario if he was moving stuff this week. He's like, no, mostly packing. I'm going to Boston on Saturday. So not packing.
Yeah, not packing.
You go to Boston for one night?
Yeah, one night. What's wrong with that?
Oh, una noche?
No, that's fine.
That's a two-hour drive for me.
Boston's the worst city to drive in by far, too.
Yeah,
I'm going right outside of Boston.
Hands
probably
down.
Like 30 minutes outside of
You're
Boston.
You're driving New York?
Yeah, but New York at least makes sense.
Yeah, Boston, you miss one exit, and it's like a 45-minute extra thing. Yeah.
Not even that. There's a six-way intersection with a trolley going through it.
Wait. For Ray, maybe.
Yeah.
45 minutes. Yeah. But for normal people...
You'll be all right.
You got the wrong time to Boston.
Derek doesn't like driving in Boston because there's not enough halal carts to take out.
But at one time. So I think the statute of limitations is just about passed there.
I think so.
I think it
passed immediately.
So interesting week back. I was thinking about this today, Marvin. So you've been a Danette now for a little bit over.
You call me Marvin?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Mike.
Sorry about that.
Put some respect on my name.
Sorry about that, Mark.
No. Go ahead. I'm just so used to you guys calling me the wrong thing.
Yeah.
It's like, Marvin, who's that? Go ahead.
On your birthday, I was like, happy birthday, Mark, or whatever.
Yeah.
Dylan made a graphic today when we brought back the Jamal Crawford and Dan debate, and it said Marvin, and then he put in parentheses Mark.
I still have his contact.
You should have flipped it around, actually. Mark in parentheses Marvin.
I have your contact in as Marvin, and I was trying to text you the other day, and I was like, Mike. And I was like, why is this not popping up? It's like Mike, Melvin, and I was like, oh, it's still Marvin.
So anyways, mine actually is Marvin, too. I don't know why.
So yeah. you've been Danette for what, a little bit over 2 years now?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
So when do you get comfortable kind of challenging
with
Dan?
With English language.
what am I saying wrong?
I mean, virtually
I've been trying
everything.
To get through this question for 2 minutes.
Three? All right, started from the top. Welcome back, everyone.
Wait, he says three like the owl in the Tootsie Pop commercial? Three. One, two, three.
You guys talk.
So, Marvin.
Yeah.
How long have you been a Danette for?
a little bit over 2 years. So what were you going to ask me about disagreeing with Dan? Like, how comfortable do I get into getting into debates with
the guys?
Well,
don't ask my question for me, but I was going to ask you, how comfortable are you kind of getting in debate with Dan?
You know what? When it's a topic that I'm comfortable with, like
not
the
really
basketball thing.
Today, guys.
And then, it's all good. You know what?
It's respect.
If you come
prepared.
Yeah, if you're ready and you're prepared, then I'm comfortable with, doing a little back and forth and maybe disagreeing with the boss. And
I agree with your take. Jamal Crawford highlight reel is awesome.
Oh, yeah. And it was funny because how it started was Tim Legler was talking about the most entertaining basketball players, and he had Caitlin Clark in it. And so after that segment, Dan came back and said, hey, who's in your most entertaining, your top five list or whatever? And we were talking about Hall of Famers. And then they were like, well, what about the next tier? And then Paulie said, like, White Chocolate Jason Williams. And he said somebody else. And then I said Jamal Crawford. So if they never said the next tier, I would have never mentioned Jamal Crawford because they were talking about all-timers. And Jamal Crawford, very good player, but he's not a Hall of Famer or anything. So when Paulie said White Chocolate, Jason Williams, that opened the door for me to say Jamal Crawford. And they were looking at me like I had three heads.
They're
and
like,
I was like,
Mark, what the heck?
Yeah. I was like, YouTube is your friend.
Yeah.
Like, it truly, we're in the information age. This isn't one of those 20 years ago before YouTube, and you could say, oh, so-and-so averaged 48 points a game. Like, no, he didn't.
Yeah, on VHS.
Right. So that was one reason why I was dying on that hill. And I'm glad Jamal Crawford vindicated, my argument. So I was happy about that.
Mario, thoughts?
You take over from here, Adele.
I was going to return it back to you.
I don't really have anything.
yes.
Marvin, now that you've been a Danette for 2 years, are you going to go to Dan's estate planning agency in Greenwich for your estate planning needs?
Oh, too late. Already scheduled an appointment.
Am I in the will?
What's that?
Am I in the will?
Of course. All you guys are in.
All y'all.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
What are we getting?
I can't tell you that. You got to
wait till you die.
Yeah.
Mario's getting Rosetta Stone.
When you're at the funeral and somebody's singing, and I'll take with me the memories.
Is Dylan getting AA?
whoa.
That's free.
First of all, the answer is yes for both of those questions. All right.
Mario's having his moment like he had when we had Chad in here.
Oh, my God.
He shut down.
Oh, that was so
awkward. Trying to ask a question. You guys just keep freaking
creating content.
I want to say the F word.
I respect that so much for you not saying the F word. So thank you.
We're just trying to produce Rio.
No.
You can, in his head, he's like, puta pendejos.
You got to bleep that out. Those are bad words.
But what if you don't speak Spanish? They don't know what that means.
Right.
Yeah.
Who does?
Also, the sauce that Tyler made was outstanding today.
Yeah, it was very good.
I've yet to dabble.
Oh, it was very, very good.
It's starting to percolate in my stomach.
It's starting to make that Dave Chappelle.
give him back.
Yeah.
Biting back.
One thing about Tyler is he loves to give back.
is risotto rice?
Oh my God.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah.
Okay, why was there a pasta box out there during Meat Friday?
I think to show the comparisons between the two.
Mr. Weeks playing the long game with a lot of things. The show within the show of sorts. And
it's called producing.
Was showing a box of pasta next to the rice.
Yeah, I was a little confused by that. It was like a box of Barilla spaghetti.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like, did Tyler make spaghetti as well?
Hey, that's almost like when he would cut up the donuts.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my gosh, what are you doing?
Hey.
That's let, Mr. Weeks.
Let him cook, you know? That's
yeah,
what
no,
said.
No, yeah.
You know, let Russ cook.
Yeah, let Weeks cook.
Yeah.
How was the risotto? Did anyone?
I didn't particularly love it.
I liked it. That's the first time I ever had it in my life.
Risotto?
Mm-hmm.
First time ever?
Mm-hmm.
Mark, I still think you can say you haven't had risotto.
Okay. I mean, I've had tons of risotto in my day, and that's one of the best ever. Is that better?
Risotto is a very refined dish that takes a lot of skill to accomplish, and I'm not trying to take away from Tyler's skill, but you know he's trying to do two other jobs, mm-hmm. answer phones, and
it requires a lot parent. Of attention.
Right.
To, like, yeah, yeah. You don't just throw it on the stove. Right.
There are accomplished chefs who don't do risotto because it's annoying.
Is it a very fine line between it being perfect and being like undercooked or overcooked? It feels like
well, yeah, rice texture. In and of itself is not, I mean, it's not difficult, but like there is that like
yes, fine kinda, line.
There's a fine line. Mm-hmm. And then now you're trying to do that with also like getting flavors, getting stuff to incorporate for the right amount of time. Things to melt to get the sauce to come together, not overcook it. You can't hold it for too long. Da, 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 da. So, yeah, I didn't try it because it's full of dairy. So, I had some chicken.
Oh, no.
I had some chicken. That was
you lactose intolerant?
Why is there dairy? What was in it?
In risotto?
Yeah.
There's always cheese, pretty much always.
Well, yeah, but you can make it without Parmesan.
I'm sure he didn't.
Yeah, fair.
Ray and I had dinner this week together.
Oh.
Yeah, that was very nice of you.
Where'd you guys go?
What?
Mario's house. We had a nice little date. Mm-hmm. Wine, steak.
What'd you have to do after?
Ow.
We don't have to talk about that.
Cranberry.
We actually watched the WNBA draft. Yeah.
Yeah, I had taken out some steaks and my girlfriend, it was Monday? Was this Monday?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was tax day, so she had to stay at work late. And I said, Ray, you want to come over?
I noticed I didn't get like a text or anything.
Yeah, that was
only
purposeful.
As much as I wanted to watch the WNBA draft with you guys on a Monday.
We watched a little baseball too.
Oh yeah, the Tigers stink. Yeah. That was bad. I fell in love with Cameron Brink.
Yeah.
She's really good at basketball.
Very good looking.
Number 2 overall pick.
In the what?
WNBA draft.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, it was fun.
Mike,
how was the steak?
It was good. The what'd you make? The potatoes were a little suspect, you said later, but I didn't feel sick. But I thought they were good.
Why are these things growing out of them?
Hmm? They got eyes or whatever.
Yeah, they had a little bit of sprouts, but we moved past that.
Mario was very good. It was very good, and it was a lot of fun.
But, sounds like a blast.
Yeah, I know you're upset you didn't go because you're
you missed out.
Being about it.
Yeah,
I would have been there.
Yep.
Yeah, Derek would have totally gone. Oh, Derek, you're having a little celebration soon, right?
Celebrate. Yeah. Everybody's going.
Is everybody going?
Yep.
So wait, say I if you're going.
I.
Mario.
I.
You're going, Mario?
We have tickets to
Bad Bunny.
A comedy show in Atlantic City that weekend.
I feel bad.
Sandra's dad gifted the whole family these tickets, so. It'll be a fun event, but I'm sad I'm missing the
BBQ. I mean, event?
I don't think so.
Derek, I'm not getting engaged
in Atlantic City.
Why? It's my first spot.
No.
If you get free tickets to see Bill Cosby in Atlantic City, you go. That's some baby's party.
Bill Cosby. What's wrong with you? Mario, what's wrong with him?
I don't know.
Bill Cosby.
Sorry, William.
Yeah.
So, we're having a little. So, we announced that my wife is pregnant. I think someone called me out for saying that we are pregnant, which, you know.
Man, tomato, tomato, man. Sure. Yeah.
It's a team effort.
Derek, if you want to be pregnant too, go ahead. I don't care.
Go off, king.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Queen.
Kang.
Whatever.
I'm excited, though. We always have fun at your house.
It should be a blast. So I've invited like 140 people.
No.
Are they all sleeping over?
Yeah.
Can I?
Surprised I'm allowed back at your house after the last time we slept over at your house.
Yeah, we're going to burn the gaming system.
Yeah, I almost caught on fire at the fire pit, and then I beat the brakes off of Eric and Madden, and then he was like, didn't talk to me for like 20 minutes.
I was like, it's time to go.
It was that moment where Eric decided to put a pool table down there instead of
the
Xbox.
But yeah, so we're going to have a band. A bunch of food. I'm sure all 140 people are not going to show up, but Should be fun.
Did everyone in the building get an invite?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I think most people from here, some of the old BRGs are going to be there. The Gucci will be there.
Is one Jason Jones going to be there?
I hope so. I mean, he's my brother, but...
oh, you guys are brothers?
I mean, he's my brother.
You're not supposed to say that.
Sorry. But no, it should be fun, and I think most people are going to be there.
Do I have to RSVP, like, officially, or do I just, like, tell you? Like, I'm going, but do I have to do, like, the whole link stuff and everything?
You only click a button.
I know, but me and Derek aren't friends on Facebook, so he just sent me a picture of the invite.
Well,
I have you marked down as coming.
Okay, good.
Yeah. I have you marked down as two, but you're only one. But wait, anyways.
Do you have Mark marked down?
I have, yeah. Yeah. Mark, he didn't even say anything, but I just knew.
Yeah.
Because he told me that he got invited to another party, and he was like,
Yeah. Mm-mm-mm. So my wife's family, they were like, oh, hey, Jillian, hey, so May 18th. I was like, nope. I was like, whatever it is, it's got to wait. And they were like, oh, okay.
Wait, really?
And my wife was like, is that Eric?
Are you going to do what you do for Dan's Christmas party? Go to try to do multiple events in one?
No. Because this wasn't another family party. So her cousin needed her to babysit because she was going to some country music concert. And Jillian was like,
not Steve Martin in Atlantic City, is it?
No, it's okay. Not. It's not Martin Short in Atlantic City. No, definitely
I think it's
not.
Both of them, Steve Martin and Martin Short.
And Bill Cosby.
The Martin Show.
It ain't.
Hey, Martin.
Hey, Mike.
They are good together, Mario. That'll probably be fun.
Yeah, that'll be great.
Okay, or not.
Are you excited?
I'm a little worried about how Lorenzo's going to do, because I don't have as many things for him to keep busy with.
You do have
as Dan has.
Well, Lorenzo and I are going to shoot the .22 in the yard.
We could. Yeah. All right, so maybe... And my neighbor's, you have to take like an ATV to get there, but my neighbor has a gun range in his backyard.
Ooh.
I don't know if that's something we could talk about on here, but we could set that up. And then we also have lots of heavy equipment. We could dig holes. We got excavator.
I'll do that.
Bulldozer.
Last time we were there, I think you were pulling people on a tractor too, if I recall.
Oh, that's likely going to happen because everyone's going to have to park in the street and my driveway's pretty steep. So those would need help.
Yeah.
I'd be like, hey, excuse me, ring the bell for service or whatever.
It's so funny. So when we went to Dan's house for his Christmas party, Lorenzo was like, yo, this kid. He was like, we're driving in there. And so he's like, man, forget how big this house is. He goes, can I ask Dan how much something like this goes for? Just the terminology, how much does this go for? I was like, you've been talking to my in-laws way too much. Like, you're with them way, like,
Dan, what are the property taxes? Yeah,
I wonder how much this goes for.
Well, there'll be plenty of other kids for him to chase around, younger and older, so he'll be good.
It's so funny, because at Dan's house, there's always, like, a group of kids, and it's like, oh, hey, you, I don't know the rest of you, but you're mine. I claim you on my taxes. Do not run around this house.
Well, it's going to be outside, hopefully.
Yeah.
Now, if it pours, we're going to be transitioning to the firehouse. And that could be a whole different animal.
Are the firefighters going to be there?
No, it's like an on-call place. But we have to pull all the fire trucks out and set up everything in the firehouse. It's going to be really loud because the band's going to be inside there.
And then,
can I drive one of the trucks?
No, but I can give you a ride.
Can I go down the pole?
There is no pole.
What?
That's so dumb. What? Is that a myth?
No, the poles exist, but like...
Not anymore?
In a career place. Not really. Most places have the trucks on the same floor.
Okay.
Yeah.
How much time does that like actually save rather than just running down the stairs?
Seconds matter. That's why they use sirens and lights.
Okay.
But no, I mean, I don't know. 5 seconds, 10 seconds.
Hey,
maybe more. I don't know, 20
every
seconds.
Every second counts.
Could be like 15 seconds.
It's like another minute, 30 seconds. You can be on the road.
Could, yep.
Times.
Yeah. Okay.
Good math, Ray.
Yeah.
It was a little inside baseball there.
Math, Rio.
Man, so Ray was Ray was just good at school.
Ray is.
Mario looks very displeased right now.
Yeah. No, this is good. You can tell, like, we're back at it again. And,
back at it again.
So I think that's all we got, unless anybody else has anything they want to get out.
I feel good. I think we had a good week. And then You know what? You know what? Mario's giving me the wrap it up sign. You know what? I empathize with you because that can that looks like it's annoying. So,
well, Mark, you usually are like kind of like this, scowling and like wrap it up.
Oh yeah, because he'll be like, "Oh, that's all we got. Anybody got anything else?" Oh no, okay.
So, I try to give the people the. You know,
the floor just one last time.
Okay. Very gracious host.
Okay, understandable. So. Hey, but for PA Ray, for Mario,
Derek.
Derek the Big German, Dylan the Graphics Guy, I am Marvin the Prince. It's been a pleasure. Ooh. We'll talk to you guys next week right here on the 1215 Club. Oh, I'm sorry. It's Mark.